when you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Back here on the show once again, here on a wake-up call, DT.com exclusive Dan's Tour Broadcast Media, bringing it to you on your Apple and Google Play Store apps, that is Sports DT, and on iTunes, wake-up call with Dan's Tour. Plenty of ways to listen in, and happy to have him back on the show. 2015 tight end prospect in the top 250 in the country when it comes to the class of 2015. And he is back here on the show, Chris Clark, taking his visit to Syracuse. And Chris, how did everything go?
It was a good day.
Fresh off of your experience with Syracuse, I mean, this is the day talking to you right here after you had the opportunity to visit Syracuse. So just bring me into what it was like. I mean, let's start with the drive up. Who was with you for your family, and what was that drive like to come up from New Jersey?
Oh, it was nice. My little sister, Janie, came. And my mom and dad, and we actually drove up last night just so we could kind of get into a hotel, just so it wouldn't be like we didn't have to make like an early morning drive this morning. We were able just to, it was not, I mean, driving up, we got to see like how like pretty everything was. Like there was just like miles and miles of trees and mountains. It was just cool because I've never been up in upstate New York, so it was just cool to get to see everything.
Getting onto campus, one thing that I think definitely needs to be mentioned is your number is number 8. If people follow you on Twitter, they can do that at Clark, the number 8, Chris. So obviously the number 8 is very important to you, and you had the opportunity to wear the number 8 on Syracuse's campus. How did that end up happening for you, that you were donning a Syracuse jersey number 8?
Oh, no. It was pretty cool. When we got there, after Eric White, who's the head like recruiting director, he kind of just showed us the new lobby they had like built, like with the Syracuse Hall of Fame stuff, like from like those like that cool shrine stuff they have with like the Heisman Trophy in there, and just like they had the mannequins with all like dressed up in the Syracuse gear, and then he kind of just said that they have a jersey they want me to try on. And he knew number 8 was my number, so it was kind of just, it was awesome just to get it put on. Feel like, get to see what it looked like in the Syracuse colors.
What was it like putting on that jersey? I mean, number 8, that's your number, but what was it like to have a Syracuse jersey on and to look down at your chest and say, you know, here I am wearing Syracuse number 8? What was that experience like?
No, I felt good, you know. The jersey felt like a good fit, so. I mean, I thought it looked pretty good on me, so I liked it.
Being able to come onto campus and experience all of this, and keeping with that number 8, when that jersey comes out, what did it mean to you that Eric White knew that that's your number, that he knew enough about you to go grab not only a Syracuse jersey, but the number 8 jersey? What did that mean to you to see that Syracuse actually took the time to research you a little bit and do something like that?
No, I mean, it's definitely important. Because it just shows that, I mean, I feel like I'm a top recruit in the class of 2015. So, I mean, they just kind of did things on my visit today that made me feel that way. It made me feel almost like really comfortable with it. It was a really special visit.
Starting off with your visit, what was the first thing that you did when you got there in the morning?
So we came into the lobby. I introduced myself, met Eric White, just kind of talking to him, because he was the one that kind of like my dad was in contact with, who like kind of sets up this stuff. And then we just got the itinerary, and it was pretty cool. It was just like the itinerary said like welcome Chris Clark on it, had a picture of me, so it was pretty cool. That was awesome. And then I got to sit down with Coach Schaefer, and we just talked. I talked with him for about 45 minutes, and we talked about like family. He just got a better feel for my mom and dad, my little sister, and it was awesome for me too, because he told me about his wife and his two kids. So I kind of just got to know Coach Schaefer more. So that was definitely what I was like looking forward to doing on the visit.
When you have not just somebody who takes the time to get to know you on a visit that you take to one of your prospective schools for your future, but to have the head coach be the one that sits down with you and not only takes a few minutes but takes almost an hour. What did it mean to you that Scott Schaefer was the one to sit down with you right when you got there onto campus and that he took out time from his schedule to really get to know you and your family?
It meant a lot because, you know, in this process of recruiting, relationships you build with the coaches are so important because you want to pick the place where you feel the coaches are going to have your best interest at heart. So getting to talk with Coach Schaefer and just, talking about football with him was great, but just getting to feel like what kind of person he was definitely really, really, really like important for me because, he's a great man, so I really appreciated the time he took with me, my mom, and dad, and sister.
What did you take away from your conversation? You said that you and Coach Schaefer talked about a lot, that it was about 45 minutes long. What are the lasting memories that you have from that conversation? What did he say to you that really stuck with you?
No, he just said that Syracuse, like, he's gonna take players that really want to work hard for him and the program, and he's trying to build something special. So I definitely just took the impression that he likes the hard-nosed kids that just, they're mentally tough and they want to work hard to put in the work. None of those kids, they're like the prima donnas that expect stuff given to them, because that's not how it works with him. He just wants those kids that like are going to work hard and in practice, going to train hard. And that's the type of kid I am. I like to put in the work, so that's definitely a perfect fit for me in terms of a head coach.
When you hear the term hard-nosed, how do you define it?
I don't know. I think it's one of those kids that's going to do whatever necessary to get the job done. Whether it's put in like 7 days a week, training every day in the weight room, lifting weights, running outside, doing like the extra work that's going to make you a better football player. Just somebody that's just willing to just like give up all his free time to like work for that one goal.
When you're sitting down with Coach Schaefer, just bring me into that room and what the whole feeling was like, having your family there and having him sit down with you. What was it like to be in the room with him and hear what he had to say? I mean, obviously nobody else was there besides you, Scott Schaefer, and your family. So in that virtual tour, so to speak, to give people here listening into the show, bring me into that room and make us a fly on the wall, and what was it like?
Oh, I mean, we just kind of like, we all sat down. Finally, he got to meet my mom because he hadn't met my mom yet. He just only met my dad when we were down at the camp, and he met my little sister. And like I said, he was talking about, you know, what he really preached was he wherever he's been, whatever program, like he's built that program up. Whether it's at Western Michigan, he was at Western Michigan and Northern Illinois. He's built programs up. Like when they started off, like they just weren't very good football teams, and he like the work he puts in. When he leaves a certain school, I mean, that team is better. He mentioned that when he left Western Michigan and when he left Northern Illinois, they had, like, the best defense in college football. So he just made it important for us to know that he puts in the work to, like, get his teams to where they need to be to compete at a national level.
What else did you remember from your conversation with Coach Schaefer, you know, talking not just about football, but also, like you said, about family? What did he tell you about maybe his family or something outside of football?
I mean, he was talking about his wife, how she sacrificed so much for him to live his dream of coaching football, and his family's moved around a lot from like place to place, just like whenever he feels it's like the right job to take. So he just said how much his wife means to him. Because she's also like part of it all. Like she's a key part in like his success. Because, I mean, he just seems to have a very, very great family.
What did you take from the fact that, you know, he's taking this time with you? You're a recruit. He's somebody that is obviously looking at you potentially for the future. You're looking at Syracuse potentially for the future, and he spends time to talk with you about how much his wife means to him. What does that say to you about the type of man that he is, that he's willing to take this time with you and share not just football, not just Syracuse, not just tradition and where they're going moving forward, but that he's willing to talk to you about how much he cares about his wife?
I mean, I think it's really important because, I mean, family always comes first. So, I mean, he knows. I mean, it's about winning. Like, that's like when you're coaching football, I mean, at the end of the day, it matters if you win or lose. But he just made it a point to me to kind of explain that there's like a family atmosphere around Syracuse football, and like when like any player that goes there is going to be welcome into the family, and it's just nice to know that. I mean, you're going to make friends. They're going to last forever on that football team. It's like almost like a brotherhood. So, it's good.
When you leave that room with Scott Schaefer, where did you go from there?
Then we checked out the academic like support resource, and we met with Brady Rourke, and we kind of just like talked to me about like the importance of academics at Syracuse in terms of like how he's going to help the student athletes succeed, and like how it's important to succeed in the football field. It's just as important to succeed in the classroom. So he was kind of just explaining to me how it works, how you're going to have to meet with your tutors every day and put in the needed time to get all your work done so you can play.
What did you take away from Brady Rourke? I mean, having that side, the student side of it, to make sure that, you know, you're doing what needs to be done. If you came to Syracuse, that they would, you know, give you the facilities to help you out to, you know, do what they can on their end to make sure that you have both the student and the athlete side going. Did it mean a lot to you to have that conversation with Brady Rourke and really understand that side of it and where he was coming from?
Yeah, definitely. It meant a lot because I know how important academics are. Because football doesn't last forever. I mean, if you're lucky enough to play in the NFL, that's great. But the average NFL career is like 3 to 4 years, so you need to get a degree. So Syracuse is one of those schools where a degree from Syracuse is a big deal. So I already know academics are extremely important, but just the stuff they have in place there to help student athletes. Time, you don't have much time with all, like with football all the time, so it gives you the opportunity to work with tutors that help you every day. If you're swamped in work, there's people that can help you, like kind of make it easier. So it's definitely really, really important.
So you spend your time with Brady Rourke and you learn that student side of everything. Then where do you go to on Syracuse's campus?
We went to check out the weight room, and I met with Coach Hicks, the strength coach, and he was awesome. He kind of got me pumped. He was one of those guys that he loves the players. He's been with the program forever, so he really made a good impression on me.
You had made mention to me when we were talking during the visit. You had said to me that you loved Coach Hicks. You felt like he was a trustworthy person, somebody that knew exactly what he was talking about, no matter what it was. What built that inside of you? I mean, bring me into that conversation that Coach Hicks had with you, because it seems like you were really sold on the fact that if you came to Syracuse, he would be a good guy to obviously spend time with and grow with.
No, because he was just telling me, like, he treats all the players on the team like they're sons, and he was telling me a story this past Father's Day that Torrey Holt, like, sent him a text message at, like, 6 o'clock in the morning just wishing him, like, Happy Father's Day, because, I mean, Torrey Holt saw how much Coach Hicks impacted him, and he just took his time to, like, reach out to him. And, I don't know, he was also telling me just in the terms of how he works with the players. He was telling me a story about Justin Pugh. When he first got to Syracuse, he was not like the best in terms of like athlete. Like he ran a high 40, like he said it was like a 5.546, and he said that he wasn't like the strongest, and he was only like 270, but by the time he left he ran the second fastest 40 at the combine. He was like 300 pounds, and I mean, you know what happened, he was the number 19th pick in the NFL draft. So he says that, I mean, he really can help create like a great product out of you once your time's done.
Did he tell you the story that when Justin Pugh came in, his nickname was actually Puny because he could only have get 7 or 8 reps as far as bench, and then he left there with about 22 before everything was over? Did he tell you that story?
Oh no, he didn't. Wow, I mean, that just added on to what I already thought about him. He's a great, great strength coach. So he's definitely, I mean, he helps out the team tremendously.
How important is it for you to have somebody like Coach Hicks, you know, someone who's high energy, who has been with a program for a while, who truly knows his players, who has good relationships with his players? I mean, do you envision yourself having a Coach Hicks type of strength guy when it comes down to where you end up going to school? I mean, would you like to have someone with that type of personality and experience?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's really important because, I mean, you're going to spend a lot of your time in the weight room. And, I mean, there's things I do want to improve on when I get to college in terms of strength, speed, like agility, all that stuff. And he seems like he's a great strength coach that can help me get to the places I want to be. And also the fact that he does care about the players, which I feel like I could form a great relationship with him. So that's definitely special, too.
So you leave your time with Coach Hicks. Was the next moment your first trip to the Carrier Dome?
Yeah, after that, we checked out the apartments that, I mean, so Coach Schaefer was telling me that for football players, there's this, like, special privilege. If you can get the grades, that they'll put you up in these really, really nice apartments they have. I got to check out the rooms, and, man, like, they are some of the nicest, like, it was one of the nicest, like, apartments I've ever seen in my life, just in terms of what they have. And, like, you can stay in, like, a room with, like, three buddies, three different rooms, three bathrooms for yourself. It really is something that if I went there, I would definitely work my butt off to academically to get selected to live in one of those apartments, because it is, and when I say it's, like, literally the nicest thing I've ever seen in my life.
So it's definitely something, you know, to aspire to, I guess you would say, that you look at that student side of it along with the football side of it and know that if you work your butt off and you really do take those basically two full-time jobs and make it happen, that you could be living pretty nicely and enjoy what it's like to be up there. I mean, I know that the guys definitely have a lot of camaraderie wherever they go, but it seems like you would like to live the high life, so to speak, if you came to Syracuse.
Yeah, I mean, anything's fine, but, I mean, it definitely would be an added benefit. I wouldn't complain if I got to live in that. I mean, it's really, really nice.
Just living in there is one thing, but the opportunity to potentially live inside of the Carrier Dome in the sense of being there for practices and for games. Bring me into what it was like to step inside the Carrier Dome for the first time.
It was definitely special. I mean, the basketball courts were actually out because they have the tournament they're running tomorrow, like a summer camp for Syracuse basketball, but you could still just get the feel of what it must feel like on game days the second you walk out there. You know it's going to be loud in there, and, I mean, you know they packed that place up, so I kind of could just shut my eyes and visualize what it would feel like to be walking out in that field.
Being on that field for you, obviously you're still deciding, you have time, plenty of time to figure out where you're going, but could you see yourself in the dome? I mean, when you had that time inside of there and you closed your eyes, could you see a future there for yourself?
No, I really could. I mean, like I said, I mean, just the overall visit, not even just checking out the dome. I mean, it definitely put Syracuse, like, I mean, Syracuse was really high. I already thought really highly of the school, but just getting to really finally check out the campus and meet everybody, it put Syracuse that much higher. And like I said, in the next year, the next couple months, like, it wouldn't be surprising if Syracuse, I mean, they're gonna be up there to the final day when I make my decision.
Is there any other school that you walk away from Syracuse? Is there any other school that's really high up there on your mind right now? Or is it really just, wow, you know, Syracuse is up here and I'm going to see what happens in the next few months and over the year or whatnot? I mean, is there another school that's really made an impression on you that's right up there with Syracuse? Or is Syracuse kind of driving this bus, so to speak, for now?
I mean, I guess it would have to be Syracuse and Penn State right now, just the two schools that when I say what are my two basically early favorites, I'd probably pick those two, just because, like I said, how Penn State uses their tight ends and how Bill O'Brien, like, schemes for them in his offense, it definitely is something that interests me a ton, because, I mean, I want to make plays, you know, I want to score touchdowns and stuff, so whatever is the best way to get me the ball, I mean, it definitely interests me.
Now, you had also spent some time with the offensive coordinator, George McDonald, for Syracuse. You speak on Penn State, the utilization of the tight end. What did George McDonald say to you?
Oh, yeah, Coach McDonald was awesome. We spent also like 50 minutes with him. We just talked, and he was saying how a lot of tight ends they have on the depth chart now, he doesn't have one of those true tight ends. And he was saying the way he looks at me, he considers me, in class 2015, one of those, there's only like a handful in the country, and he considers me one of those true tight ends. that could play the Y, that could play the H, that he could split out wide in the goal line, use for a fade ball, and he just feels like that's position for me. I'm not going to grow into a tackle like that's what happens to some big, big tight ends, because he knows my athletic ability and he knows that I'm a kid that can move. So he loves my game, and I mean I really do like Coach McDonald, so that's awesome. And he says that. I mean, the tight end is important in the Syracuse offense.
When he spoke to you about the importance of the tight end in his offense, the offense that he is now running for the first time this season with Syracuse, but with the experience that he's had, what did he say to you about utilizing the tight end? Did he tell you how somebody like you would be used? I mean, I know you talked about the Y and the H and also the, you know, the fade route and the goal lines, but is there anything else he said about really scheming for the tight end?
I mean, he says based on, like, the best matchups, like, because, I mean, I tend to be a mismatch problem because I'm, like, 6'6", 240 pounds, and I can run. So he says that, like, wherever he sees where I can go on the field, whether it's against a linebacker, whether it's against a safety, a corner, he made the point that, I mean, when I lift my arms up, I'm, like, 7'5", with the full, like, body length, and there's cornerbacks that are 5'9". And he says that, I mean, that's just a mismatch nightmare. And, like, if you had any tight end that big, I mean, you're going to have to try to get him the ball because, I mean, they just can't cover those big tight ends. And you see it nowadays, I mean, in college football and in the NFL.
What did you hear besides that from George McDonald? Is there anything else? You know, obviously that's important to hear, as you had said before when talking about Penn State as well, that you're going to be utilized and that you would really be a big part of the offense. Is there anything else that George McDonald said that stuck with you?
Yeah, I mean, he said that he has basically this three-year plan working where he sees by the time my 2015 class comes in, I mean, he's going to have a few parts he's going to get from the 15 class that can, like, fill what he needs. But, I mean, he's saying his 2014 class, that's his bread and butter right there. I mean, he's really, really pleased with who he has coming in from that 14 class that he thinks in 3 years, by the time, like, 2015, 2016 rolls around, he thinks Syracuse should be competing for an ACC championship. So that definitely stuck with me.
Knowing that Syracuse is in the ACC, does that hold any weight with you, knowing that this conference essentially is going to have talent that not only includes, you know, programs that are boosting what they're doing like a Duke, but to have the history of Miami, to have Pittsburgh now there and Syracuse there, and looking at schools like Florida State, and then see the fact that Louisville will be in there in 2014, the year before you would be making, you know, your choice of where you're going. Does that hold any weight to you that the ACC not only will have Syracuse, a school that's important to you right now, but that if you were to go to a school like Syracuse, that there would be so much competition there on the national level? Does that matter to you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think it was a great move what Syracuse did switching to the ACC, because I actually believe that the ACC is the second-best conference in college football in terms of what teams they have coming in the next couple of years. And I just think it's just a great opportunity to go to, like, if you went to a school like Syracuse or you went to a school like Georgia Tech, any of those schools, and you got to play against, like, the best competition, the best teams in the country, like Florida State, like Clemson. It's just a great opportunity for you to show your stuff against the other best players in the country, and it's just good competition for, I think, everybody in the ACC. I think it's going to be exciting to see what happens within the conference in the next couple of years.
After you spend your time with Coach McDonald, how does everything end up from there? Was that your last stop at Syracuse, or were there other things that you were able to do?
Yeah, after I talked to Coach McDonald, we kind of just went back out to the lobby, and we kind of just said our goodbyes, and we hit the road.
Having that jersey on, I know you have time. I know that Syracuse and Penn State right now are at the top for you. But you had that jersey on when you got there. Now you leave there. Is that lingering on you? I mean, do you have those pictures in your head of, I could wear that number 8 jersey? I mean, what's on your mind right now, Chris? What are you thinking about? Because obviously it's going to be important for you for your future. And you can look at this and spend a long time with it. You can make a decision 2 days from now, 2 months from now, a year from now. What is on your mind right now as you've taken that visit, you've seen Syracuse, you've talked to coaches, you talked to people in strength and conditioning on the student side, recruiting side? and here you sit back in your house. What's going through your head?
You know, it is early now. I do have, thinking about it, it's kind of crazy how much time I have before I make the decision. But, I mean, like I said, Syracuse, it's definitely going to remain high on my list, like all the way through the recruiting process. I honestly believe that, just because, like, taking the visit today, like, just made me realize, like, how special of a place it is, and, like, what good people they have up there, and the coaches, coaching staff. I mean, they're just honest too. They're like, they're not gonna lie to you. And I think, I mean, sometimes in the recruiting process, I mean, there's recruits that do get lied to, and I really don't think Syracuse, the coaches, are ever gonna be like 100% honest with you. They're going to tell you where they see you in terms of in the recruiting class, if you're the top-rated player they're recruiting, or if you're not. Like, they're going to tell you, just so you know. And that's what I hold high for Syracuse, because I just respect that. I think that's the honest and best way to go about recruiting.
Everybody has a checklist. When you go onto a campus, there's things that you want, you know, be it how the buildings look, how big is the campus, is the parking there, you know, all those other things, you know, what about the food, what about the atmosphere, how quiet is campus, how loud is campus, what does this facility look like, what does the stadium look like, how do the coaches act? There's a long list of things that can be important to people. On your checklist of the things that are most important to you for your future, did Syracuse hit those points on your checklist when you had this visit?
Yeah, I mean, it hit definitely all the points. I mean, because they do have the great town atmosphere when you go off campus and you're just like kind of driving around. I mean, the facilities are top notch, and they're building a new indoor practice stadium, which is pretty exciting. And just, I mean, the people, everyone was very friendly. Everyone said hello if you walked by anybody. I mean, they said hello, so it was good because I just, wherever I want to go, I want to feel like a home away from home, where I'm comfortable, and I enjoy myself, you know?
Well, I definitely understand that, and, you know, I wasn't a football recruit, but when I was going around and looking at schools, you know, you want to have that home that makes you feel like you're in the right place, even when you're not sitting in your own home on your own couch. You want to feel that home atmosphere, so I definitely get where you're coming from, and I appreciate you taking the time to talk with me and spend a lot of time to really dig into what that visit was like. So, obviously, as I told you before, I'll follow you throughout your entire process, and definitely appreciate talking with you, Chris, and thank you for coming on today.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me again.